It's an important season, time of the year. But it doesn't go away when this season's over. It's a life of grace and love, forgiveness that we all need to practice every day. Family, friends, close relatives, people that we work with. So, Father, we thank you and praise you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity to share some of the old stories in the Old Testament, Balaam, which some of these stories we just really don't know that much about it. But the greatest story of all is knowing that you came, you humbled yourself into a form of a human to experience everything that we experience, from the birth of a woman to coming into puberty, and just doing all these things, being exposed to all the things that we're exposed to, even temptation. But you showed us how we can overcome it. And then after you was raised from the dead, you broke that last thing that Satan was holding over us, death. Because of the resurrection, you had broken that bondage. And we thank you for that. We give you the glory today, Lord, as we pray a special prayer for all of those who we lifted aloud in our time of prayer, but also the ones that were never mentioned aloud. But we also, Lord, always want to make sure that people understand how they can come into a love relationship with you. And it's a simple prayer for simple people that reflects back into Revelation 3:20 when you stand at the door and knock. And if you would open up, he would come in to sup. It's the same with our relationship with God. Father, I know I'm a sinner and I know I need a Savior. And for everything that people say that you are, then I want you to come into my life and be Lord over it. Or sometimes we just got to repent and make a recommitment to the Lord. And we're grateful that we're able to do that, because there's so many things that bombard us out there in that world. That it's a wonderful thing to know that all we got to do is stop and repent and get back on the right path. Or looking for a church home, pray that you consider Bethel United Methodist Church. It's not a perfect church by no means, but it's full of imperfect people who love the Lord thy God. And I'd love to talk to you about being a part of the church. But your part of the church is just in your attendance. But we want to be able to better fellowship with you. In Jesus' name, amen.